Morning. Well, new day. New day. Father, thank you for this day. Father, thank you for the words you've given me today. And Father, just bless the congregation. Title of my sermon today is New Beginnings. And my wife kind of took my thunder away when she was testifying with the thing, but Isaiah 42:9 says, "See that the former things have taken place, and new things I declare, and I will announce them to you." Well, we're starting a new era here. And we're trying to get, that's why we're going to get together today, to see what direction God wants us to take. So we've gone through a pretty sorrowful time in the last week because the unknown, you know. We always fear the unknown. You know, Oscar was with us for 37 years, whatever, you know, and his time had come, and it was time for him to relax and rest. But we need to look forward to where we're going to go, and we should be grateful for what he gave us and thankful for that he's able to have this time in his life. Him and Margaret both. But it's time for us to do a new thing. Now, nobody knows what the new thing is going to be yet. We don't have any idea what the future is going to hold for this church at this point. But we do know that God's in control of it. So whatever it is going to be, we're going to put it in God's hands, which he already has anyhow, as we move forward. I'm looking forward to it moving forward. I don't know what that means at this point. But whatever it is, I'm going to be moving forward in the Lord. That's what I want to do. And that's the most important thing for me, and I hope it is for each and every one sitting out here today. Well, Isaiah 43:19 says, "See, I'm doing a new thing." Well, he's doing a new thing in this church. He's doing it right now as we stand here today. And if you continue that verse, it says, "You may not see it, but you will know it." That's the most important thing, that we'll know what God wants us to do. We need to rely on the Holy Spirit to lead us forward. We need to continue to pray for each other, lift each other up. I know everybody in this room there's a special part right here for me. I may not show it all the time, but I know it to be true. Because each and every one of the people sitting in this room has helped me to spiritually grow. And I hope that that continues. Whether it's in this building or in another building or whatever, I hope it continues. I hope God's plan is for that. So let's just keep praying for each other. Let's just keep moving forward. Mark and I were talking this morning, taking small steps. You know, because we don't want to get ahead of God's plan. We want to be in God's plan. It's easy to get ahead of it. And let's keep our eyes open and our hearts open to what he's going to do for us as we go forward. And like I said, let's just rely on the Holy Spirit. Pray for the congregation. And let's have a new beginning, whatever that is. And I knew it was going to be short and sweet, and it's going to be short and sweet. But God bless each and every one of you, and I appreciate everyone here today. And I appreciate everything that's been contributed from each and every one of you. And I look forward to more, because I believe God's not finished with us yet. Like I said, it may not be in this building, it may be somewhere else, but I don't think he's finished with this group yet. I think he's got more for us. His mercies are new every day. His blessings are new every day. So let's take them. Let's accept them for what they are. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for what we're doing today. Father, just help guide Mark and I as we help to move this church forward or wherever you want it to be. And Father, we just give you all the praise. Amen.